So I'm supposed to talk about renewable energy and initiatives that the City Council is interested in advancing. I would preface this by say we're about 25 years late in doing this. EPA said in 1988 and 1990 we had to reduce our fossil fuel use 80% of the 1990 levels to stabilize climate. They asked Congress if they could get permission to address greenhouse gases. Of course, Congress said no. And it wasn't until they were sued in Massachusetts v. EPA in 2007 that the Supreme Court said, oh, yes, you can address greenhouse gases, and you always had the authority under the Clean Air Act, the 1990 Clean Air Act. So here we are now. It's too late to stabilize climate. And now we are looking at what we can do to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Congress is still saying no today. We can't get any agreement. But the purpose of the march tomorrow is to see if we can get the United States to play well with the other countries in the world, because it's a global problem. It's not just a United States problem. But make no mistake, United States is responsible for the most greenhouse gases in the environment. We're number one. We may not be number one this year. China surpassed us on an annual basis in 2007. But cumulatively, we beat out everybody else in changing the climate and the greenhouse gas emissions, including the methane that we put in the air, is going to be there. And methane, at least for 50 years, the CO2 emissions, thousands of years. So what can we do now? Well, one of the things we can do is use some of the resources that have always been available to heat and cool our homes and generate electricity. So it's so funny that when I researched this, I realized that in 1888, we were generating electricity from windmills, 1888, and now we're looking back, going back to the future, and doing the same thing again, generating electricity from windmills. Also, if people can remember President Jimmy Carter, he put solar panels on the White House lawn. That was in the 1970s. This isn't new technology. So all the technologies we need are here now. And finally, geothermal. About 50 years ago, they were using geothermal ground source heat pumps to take the solar radiation that is captured in the shallow layers of the earth and bring it into our homes for both heating and cooling. Cost to actually use the energy, zero. So if we were to put solar panels on our roofs that could power the compressors that we need to generate heating and cooling through geothermal, we could be not on the grid, and we could be sending power to the grid. So in places like Arizona, people get checks back from the utility company for generating electricity on their roof. How would you say not anymore? Again, we own it, we can change it. So that's the other message I want to bring out, that they keep telling us these things are too expensive or these things can't be done. There were more of us than there were utility companies and corporations. And we own the property. And we own the future. And we have to take it back from the corporations if we want to have a future for subsequent generations. It's us. They can't tell us it's too expensive. Let them make it cheap enough for everybody to join in. We need everybody to take us to the future. So I want to say that. I was in the EPA. I was very proud when they went to Congress and asked for permission to address greenhouse gases. Now people at least recognize that it's a huge problem and we have to come up with a solution. Let me just say something about the public health risk. It's gigantic. In New York City, 3,400 people die every year from poor air quality. According to the New York City Department of Health, 3,000 or 4,000 children are hospitalized every year due to poor air quality. Of course, we had Sandy. We had significant damage to houses, 4,000 houses destroyed, $30 billion worth of sandy damage. And, of course, we are anticipating in the future sea level rise. So the Mayor's Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability has said that sea level will rise 55 inches. So that's about a little taller than me. Lots of New York City is below that level. If we want to have a sustainable future, we have to plan for it. So there are a couple of things we need to do. Of course, we need to change to renewable energy. We need to develop better forecasting skills so we can know what to expect. We need a backup plan when we aren't able to keep temperature levels below 2 degrees Celsius. The goal of the summit, of course, is to keep temperature from rising beyond 2 degrees Celsius. So 3.6 degrees, we're talking about temperature that would be 61 degrees worldwide on an average. But we're on target to go up 4.6 degrees Celsius this century. So that's like a world that's 10 degrees hotter. That would knock out our ice sheets. The Greenland ice sheet alone would be 23 feet. All of our ice sheets would give us Waterworld. For people who can remember that movie, one of my favorite movies, it wouldn't be great. We may be able to avoid that if we transition. So we could maybe avoid the worst impacts of climate change. So, but we don't want to, no one wants to give up their energy use. Nobody wants to even unplug their cable box or have anything different. And so we have to use renewable energy. The New York City Council has a couple of bills that we are looking at that will help us make the transitions while Congress says no. The first one is Intro 378. This would call on us to reduce our fossil fuel use 80% by 2050, and that will require transitioning to renewable energy. So right now we have a bill that says we have to reduce our fossil fuel use 30% by 2030. Obviously, that's not aggressive enough. And we are not exactly on target to meet the New York City goals with that. We're going to have to do much more. With solar and geothermal, obviously, we could do much more. We also have the issue of transportation fuels. So what are we going to do about transportation fuels? And there, New York City Council has bills before us in which we're requiring our ferries to increase use of biodiesel. So it's going to go from 5 to 10 to however much it can run effectively on. And it'll come from soil, it'll come from chicken fat or beef tallow or wherever it can get it. That doesn't involve importing more oil or digging up the ground. So we would get New York City DEP Marine Fleet to use biodiesel as well. That's another bill we have planning in the introduced stage, Intro 54 plus Intro 451. And finally, we have a bill that would require solar photovoltaic on New York City buildings. New York City spends almost $1 billion a year in electricity. That's a lot of cheddar. Wow. But we have all these buildings with the sunlight falling on these buildings, and they aren't capturing it in solar photovoltaic. So we have a bill that would require solar photovoltaic on New York City roofs, and we could take that $1 billion that we're giving to utility company and use it for education and health, preparedness. So these are the things that we would do to bring about change. Of course, we're looking at offshore wind installation. New York City Council passed a bill that looked at in-conduit hydro. So there's hydro that is created by hydropower, created by building dams, harms the environment, and hydropower created in conduit, in the existing pipelines that transfer water, does not harm the environment. So in Denver, Colorado, and places like Keene, New Hampshire, and other places, they're generating electricity inside of the water pipes that they use to transfer water. And I understood in Keene, New Hampshire, they actually got a check back from the utility company by using in-conduit hydro to distribute their water, something that every municipality has to do. And New York City has already implemented geothermal in a number of building applications. One of the best ones I've seen is the Weeksville Center, which is in Brooklyn. You go in this building, and if you get a chance to see it sometime, you can step from the future to the past. They found the four original homes that were part of the Weeksville settlement of African Americans in Brooklyn after the 1860 draft race riots. And those original homes were purchased, and in the center of the, there's a sort of a meadow in the middle of the block, and that's where they sunk the geothermal wells. And the geothermal then is taken into the museum, which is fantastic and well-designed, and they can just cut off the power in different parts of the museum when they're not using it. When you go downstairs to look at the energy generation, you're going downstairs in a basement that's clean. No soot, no dust, no boilers, no boilers. Wow. And there they'll show you how they just switch a wire, and you can get, either get air conditioning or heat by just switching a wire. And the person who manages the system on his cell phone can do it off-site at his house, and he can just change the temperatures. The system is so sophisticated. I was loving what you were saying, because it takes in air at night depending on how cool it is, and then it determines how much cooling is needed during the daytime based on the ventilation system. So it's all done by computer. And so you can go there, and then you can go to the past where you see buildings that had no boilers and fireplaces, and in the backyard they even have a little farm where they're growing their own honey. They have little beehives and stuff like that. So it's a nice experience. Well, we need to step from the past to the future, and we don't have a lot of time to do it. So if we don't get it done in the next 25 to 50 years, I can't speak on what the future's going to be like. But if we stay on the business as usual path, I don't know what life will be like for in the next century, but it's not going to be good. I don't like the movie Waterworld's ramification. I don't want to see the road either where we all the plants and animals are gone. So it's up to us to take leadership now and not listen to it's going to be too costly. It's up to us to make a difference now, to tell our elected officials, ask them where they stand on fossil fuels. Ask them to take a stand for renewable energy. And if they don't want to do the right thing, you know what to do. Wall Street too. So all I would end with is we can have energy independence. The technology has been here for about as long as I've been alive, maybe longer, but only if we insist. The greatest risk to our future and the future of our children is continued use of fossil fuels. Am I supposed to answer questions or no? Okay. We proposed a carbon tax a few years ago under... and a carbon program under Bloomberg. Of course, it was shot down. Well, we're going to come back with that. And in fact, Chair Richards has a resolution asking for a carbon tax. Boulder, Colorado's ahead of us on that. But yes, we're on the track.